Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing in the second parak of Masachas Peah with Parak Beis Mishnah Dalet and Parak Beis Mishnah Hey. In the previous Mishnah and Parak Beis Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah taught us that when it comes to trees specifically, if they are separated by a gader, by a fence, then they would be considered to be on two separate fields for the purposes of Peah, and the Peah would have to be given separately. However, the Mishnah elaborated and finished off by saying that if they're separated by a fence, but their branches are intermingled, are mixed together over the fence, then it would be considered one field for the purpose of Peah. Our Mishnah, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet, is going to explain to us and delineate for us two types of trees where we're even more lenient, that even if there would be a fence separating them, even if their branches would not be intermingled, so they're really far from one another, they would still create one obligation in separating Peah. Says the Mishnah, Vilecha Ruvu, when it comes to carob trees, C-A-R-O-B, carob type of tree, Kol Haroin Ze'ezze, says the Tanakhama, as long as the carob trees are within eyeshot of each other, as long as they can be seen one from the other, even if there's a fence separating them, even if their branches are not intermingled, because carob trees are generally planted so far apart from each other, as long as they're within eyeshot of each other, they would only require one separation of Peah. They would not be considered to be on two separate fields. Amar Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel said, Nohagin, Hayu Beis Abba, it was the minhag, it was the custom in my father's home, my father's house, Nostin Peya Achas Lazesim Shehoyu Lohem Bechol Ruach. Says Rabbi Gamliel, it was the minhag in my father's house that when it came to olive trees, that we would, in each direction, we'd had olive trees. We had olive trees in the north, we had olive trees in the south, in the east, and in the west. And in each direction where we had olive trees, we would take one Peah, we would separate one degree of Peah, one level, one separation of Peah for each direction. So the reason for this is because Zesim olive trees are even planted more further apart, and therefore as long as they're in the same direction, even if they're separated by a fence, even if they're not, they don't have branches that are intermingled, it would still be considered to be one separation of Peah when it comes to the Zesim, when it comes to the olive trees. Vilecha Ruvin, and says the Mishnah, when it comes to carob trees, like our Mishnah began, Kolaro Azaza, the Halacha would apply that as long as they're within eyeshot of each other, unlike the Zesim, unlike the olive trees, that they can have one Peah as long as they're in the same direction. When it comes to carob trees, that as long as they're within eyeshot of each other, you would not have to take separate Peahs differently. You could take one separation of Peah for those carob trees. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok, Omer Mishmo. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok said in the name of Rabban Gamliel, so this is a different version of Rabban Gamliel's opinion, Af Lecharuven, even when it came to carob trees, Shehoyu Lahem Bechol Ir, that as long as you had carob trees in your whole city, any place in the city you had carob trees, even if they were in different directions, different places, different parts of the city, nevertheless, according to this version of Rabban Gamliel, they would separate one Peah for all of the carob trees. A bit of a machloket, how to understand Rabban Gamliel, but regardless, we see a bit of an exception when it comes to carob trees, when it comes to olive branches and olive trees. In those cases, even if they're separated by a lot, even if there's a fence, even if their branches aren't near each other, they are still considered to be the same field, the same crop, for the purposes of separating Peah. Continues the Mishnah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. Okay, until now we have discussed various ways to separate Peah, to force one to have to give Peah separately based on the fields. Now we're going to discuss other factors, other things to take into account when deciding how much Peah to take. Are we considered one Peah, or must we take multiple Peahs from the field? Says the Mishnah, Hazorea es sadehu min echad. If a person plants only one type of food, one type of crop in the field, afal pishu oso shtei granos, even though there are two separate harvesting, they pile them and pick them up at two separate times, no sein peah achas, because there's one plant, because there's one crop, there'd only be one Peah taken from that particular crop. Continues the Mishnah, Zira'a shnei minin. But if a person plants multiple or two different types of crops, afo bisha son gorinachas, even if they're all picked at the same time, they're all harvested at the same time, they're all gathered at the same time, no sin shnei peyos, because there are two different types of crops, they would have two separate levels of peya and two separations of peya. Continues the Mishnah, Hazarei es sadehu shnei minei chitin. Now this is like a little bit of a middle kind of approach. The first case in the Mishnah was if it's only one type of crop. The second case was two types of crops. Now we're dealing with a case where a person plants in his field two types of wheat. So it's really all wheat, but it's two different types of wheat. Says the Mishnah, Asa'on goren achas, if you were to gather them and pick them and collect them all at the exact same time, he's demonstrating that really they're really one type of wheat, no same peah achas, he would separate and collect and separate only one type of peah, one separation of peah, shtei granos, but if he separates and collects and gathers them two different times, not together, then obviously he's demonstrating that even though they're both wheat, they're really two different types of wheat, and therefore, no sein shtei peyos. Under those circumstances, he would separate peya twice. Going back to a quick review, Perek Beis Mishnah Dal told us the exceptions about a charev, about a carob tree, and about zesim, about olive trees. Then when it comes to these two different types of trees, we're a little bit more lenient that even if they're separated by a fence, even if their branches are not intermingled, they're still considered to be one for the purposes of peah, unlike other trees. And then Perek Beis Mishnah Hei taught us that it depends on the type of plant that we are planting. If it's one plant or one crop for the entire field, under those circumstances, it would be one peah. If they're two totally different crops and types of crops, that would be two peahs. And then when it comes to this middle approach, if they're two different types of grain, then two different types of wheat, rather, then it depends. If you were to take it, collect it once, then it would be one peah. If you were to collect it twice, then it would be two separate separations of peah. Have a great day.